Բարի վերադարձ, սիրելի հայրենակիցներ եւ ռադիո ունկնդիրներ, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիոյին, Գրկին խոսափողի մոտն է Միհրանտ Հումաջյան։ Երկրորդ կեսի համար մենք ունենք Ալեքսանի Պետրիտասարտ ուժ, համայնքային ուժ, հիանալի երիտասարդ Դեյվիդ Օջակյան անունով։ Դեյվիդի կենսագրությունը անգլերեն լեզվով պիտի կարդամ, եւ ապա մեր զրույցը Գրկին անգլերեն լեզվով պիտի կատարենք Դեյվիդի հետ։ David Ojakian is a second-generation Armenian-American and a descendant of Armenian genocide survivors. He is a resident of the San Francisco Bay Area for over 37 years. David has made it his life's work to advocate for the Armenian people. And I must say, David is very modest in his biography, that which he's submitted to the Assembly Radio Hour. He wears, like Alexan, he wears many hats. He is a fierce activist on Armenian issues, is very active with several community organizations, with St. Vartan Armenian Church up in Oakland, and especially with the AGBU, very active with the Armenian General Benevolent Union. And David, it's a pleasure to have you on for the second half of today's show, where we're talking about United IO and the upcoming conference on June 5th. Welcome, David Ojakian.
Yes, thank you so much, Miran. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here to discuss this important new conference and forum that we're preparing for in just a few weeks here.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Tell us first, David, you're representing which of the approximately 30 organizations that are involved as part of this United IO coalition. Which organization are you representing on the coalition?
Yes, it's amazing to see this coalition that's come together, and it's growing almost daily. I think it's at least 30 now, might be more. I am representing the AGBU Young Professionals, the chapter that I'm a part of. I'm chairman of the AGBU Young Professionals of Northern California. So for primarily the San Francisco Bay Area, we branch out a little bit to Sacramento and to Fresno with events. And we work very closely with the global network of AGBU Young Professional Chapters. There's 37 chapters around the world. And in North America, there's quite a few as well. And the YP Los Angeles, AGBU Young Professionals of Los Angeles group, first got involved with the United AIO initiative several months back, early on in the new initiative. And it's been great for us to be a part of it as well here from Northern California. And the whole network is participating. So the whole North American network, excuse me.
And that's great. That's great to hear that the Young Professional Network of AGBU in North America is part of this initiative. David, Tell our listeners, with respect to proposals, we talked with your colleague Alexan earlier about the categories health, innovation and education, security, business and PR and advocacy. Those being the main categories. But in terms of the nuts and bolts of submitting the proposal, how simple have we made it for the average person who's interested in attending the June 5th conference, but more than just attending, in if they have an idea, they have a concept, how simple have we made it for them to submit a proposal? What can you just lead us quickly through the nuts and bolts of it?
Yes, very simple. I mean, the first step is registering. So you want to make sure that you register. So you go over to unitedaio.org and register for the conference on the 5th. That's the first step. So once you're registered, then you'll have the opportunity to take more actions on the site. You can submit a proposal, as you mentioned, around those. So you want to submit a proposal that is based on or within those five main substantive areas of focus on ways to benefit and meet the critical needs of Armenia. So as you mentioned, it's health, it's security, it's business, it's innovation, education, and it's PR and advocacy. And each of these really are broadly defined. So within security, for example, it's not just defense. It's water security, food security, cybersecurity, power and energy and resources. If you have an idea for a way to have an impact, to positively impact and benefit Armenia in any of these areas, you want to submit it. And the thing is, especially since we're getting real close to the deadline, which is May 22nd, just this Saturday.
That's the deadline to submit proposals, correct?
Correct. We're getting so close to proposals to the deadline. That's okay. If your proposal is not fully fleshed out, does not have every single I dotted, T crossed, and so on, that's okay. The encouragement right now is for people to submit their ideas so that they can be reviewed and discussed and taken from this forum to eventually the goal of having them be implemented in Armenia and Artsakh.
And in terms of those categories, again, United IO deems those categories as the quote, the five pillars of national strength. That's sort of the byline that's being used. Within those five pillars is what you just alluded to, various aspects of health, national security, business security, and business growth, et cetera. When it comes to you just mentioned proposals, if one has an idea but can't really flesh out the proposal before the May 22nd deadline, and you know, for argument's sake, they submit it sometime between the 22nd and the June 5th conference, their proposal will still be on the United IO website, right? It will still
exactly.
be present
exactly,
for
yes.
the public to see, and it could be interested individuals or organizations or businesses that might see that proposal and might want to have a discussion with the originator of that proposal. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's a forum that's being created, that is created for a discussion around these ideas. On the 5th during the conference, I believe 15 or so will be presented by the person that wrote the proposal, but there's likely going to be many more than that in the database on the site that will be available for people to work on ongoing, even beyond the conference. So the way I look at it, the way it seems is the conference is a place for us to come together, to speak, to hear from very well-established and prominent individuals within the Armenian global community, and then review some proposals, see some proposals presented, and then we continue this conversation much beyond the June 5th conference around these proposals.
And I'm curious, is the process, right? And the conference as well, is this, and as a matter of fact, the coalition for that matter, United IO, is it only strictly open to Armenians in the United States and Armenian American organizations, or does it have a broader appeal? Does United IO have a broader appeal?
No, I believe this is a broader appeal. I mean, it's a global appeal. The organizations, the sister organizations, co-sponsoring organizations that are planning this happen to be, they are all Armenian. Many are Armenian professional-oriented organizations. Others are not. There's cultural, there's organizations that are focused on benefiting children in Armenia, that we have national advocacy organizations like the one that you work with, Miran, with the Armenian Assembly, being an example of one of the co-sponsors. The Armenian Assembly of America. So there's a very broad range of Armenian organizations that are putting this conference together, but by no means would I see there be any restriction on people presenting proposals or attending, having to be just Armenian or having that background or ethnic background or having to be, but you don't even have to belong to any of the organizations that are putting this on either. So it's very open format, and it's designed to be inclusive very much.
And that's wonderful, the inclusivity of it. And in terms of, you know, there are certainly individuals out there, be they Armenian or non-Armenian, who are not affiliated with even one of the 30 organizations, right, co-sponsoring organizations that are part of the United IO Coalition. And, you know, if such an individual is out there listening to the Armenian Assembly Radio Hour, do we encourage such unaffiliated Armenians to be part of this?
Absolutely, 100%. Everybody is encouraged to be a part of this. And I think we all know, Miran, I think we all know people in our communities that aren't necessarily, that don't necessarily go to a church in the community, or are not necessarily a part of any Armenian organization in the Bay Area, but they are still very active or still very interested and concerned about Armenia's, the current situation in Armenia, and about the prosperity of Armenia. And this is open to everyone that has any desire to help positively impact and help meet the critical needs of Armenia today and into the future.
Dear listeners, again, the website is unitedaio.org. If you'd like to reach out by email, it's info@unitedaio.org. David, yes, quickly, with respect to project ideas, United IO is looking for what type of concepts and ideas in proposal format? Are we looking for proposals to build a school, for example, in Armenia, or are we looking for more proposals that could potentially, you know, with the right kind of support behind it, financial, human capital, moral, you name it, lead to systemic changes, institutional changes. What is United IO? What kind of projects is United IO trying to focus on, including, by way of proposals coming in?
Yes, it's definitely the latter. So more systemic change, proposals that are designed to impact systemic change in Armenia. Of course, building a school is something that's so important, and the education system in Armenia is in need of change and reform, very much so. The podcast that I co-founded, Arach Media, with my good friend Greg Nemitz, and our producer, Rich Kazanjian, here in Northern California. We just had an episode on that with Dr. Armin Derkrigian, who is the former president the president emeritus of the American University of Armenia in Yerevan. And he was telling us about how the education system needs systemic change. There's challenges there. But building a school, while it's a really great and important project, that's something that people should be encouraged to pursue and help. But the proposals that we are seeking through United AIO and the conference on June 5th and beyond are definitely projects and proposals that are going to be much more focused on something that's going to be a longer lasting impact on the country itself, and helping foster positive change and growth, as you mentioned, systemic change in these areas, right? So, health, security, innovation, education, for business and PR advocacy. So, for example, health, I'm looking for projects that are really addressing the main public health challenges as a whole that are facing Armenia. With security, again, as I mentioned early on, it's not just defense. Yes, defense, we definitely need to really strengthen Armenia's defense, in the defense department, and make sure that we're prepared for any aggression that might come our way, or to defend our borders, as we're seeing right now challenges within our own borders right now. But it's also, it's not just defense. It's the cybersecurity, it's food security, it's water security. Energy security. Yes. And so if you have ideas around that, it's looking more at like critical infrastructures, supporting the generation and transmission of electric power, for example, or addressing the water resources, environmental protection, food supply independence, things like that. innovation education. These are projects that are going to address innovation in Armenia that are very broadly defined. So, for example, how Armenia can improve its educational and institutional infrastructures to foster innovation and sustain a world-class innovative economy. So really at the core of that, you could probably argue it's a STEM education, right? Science, technology, engineering, math, and so on. That's a big need there. Also, how to continue to cultivate a startup mindset. There are 1,400 startups in Armenia right now. That is amazing. And that needs to continue. So if people have ideas on how that can be fostered, maybe your proposal is how can you continue to foster that entrepreneurial spirit or that startup ingenuity, then that would be a great example. Business is closely associated with that as well, right? So projects that are focusing on ways that Armenia can attract foreign investment is a really good way to look at business, right? Promoting capital formation and how we can have truly open business sector governance and banking and financial capital markets and so on. And then finally, PR advocacy. I think a lot of us saw during the war how frustrating it was. And Miran, you've been a champion with this, at making sure, highlighting and sharing the news about what's happening in Armenia and making sure it's being spoken about, making sure Congress is aware of it and beyond, and the everyday people are aware of it, and really spotlighting what's happening in the news. You've been a champion of this, and I'm grateful for all the times you've shared articles with me at all hours of the day so that we can be aware of what's going on, we can share it. But we were all, I think, all Armenians that were aware of what's going on, and non-Armenians, have been really, really just so frustrated and, for lack of a better word, upset by the lack of media coverage or the biased reporting that we saw of coverage during the war. And we're still seeing it today, right, with the borders being threatened right now by Azerbaijan and Armenia. It, you know, these are established sovereign borders of a country, an established, defined nation of Armenia, and it's still being presented as border demarcation. You know, and I'm kind of, I don't mean to go off topic.
Disputed. Yeah, right.
They're calling
right.
it disputed. Wait a minute, what's disputed? That was the Armenian border. So, for example, PR advocacy, how can we really impact and make sure that our voices are heard better in a more effective way, in a way that's not going to be just constantly presented as it's up for debate, right? So, you know, for example, if you have proposals that will impact traditional public and media relations in Armenia, or ways for public and private international diplomacy to be impacted or brought more to the forefront, also advocacy before national and international political bodies, and for social media, intellectual and moral, and so on, through personal and professional networks. How can this be impacted in Armenia positively? If you have ideas on this or ways for that, that would be under the PR and advocacy. So, yeah.
And again,
a little long-winded there, but yeah.
No, all good, all good. Dear listeners, again, the way to submit a proposal, first to register at unitedaio.org. And then once you're registered, you will receive an email confirmation, and then you'll be able to explore the proposal section of the website and in a thorough manner answer all the questions that are required with the proposal. David, we've got less than a minute. Tell our audience, again, what time this conference will happen? June 5th, Pacific time. We're talking what, 7 a.m. right? Starting at 7 a.m.
A little early for us on a Saturday morning Pacific time, but it's because this is a global focus, right? I mean, that's 10 a.m. Eastern, and it's already in the afternoon, evening in Europe, and it's already 6 p.m. in Armenia. So the reason it starts that early is because of the global focus, and it will be an all-day conference. So there's sessions throughout the day, and people could join for portions of it if they wanted, or they could participate throughout the entire conference and really hear from so many different leaders, thought leaders, and people that are involved in projects already in Armenia that can share their insights. But it's really been inspirational. It's to see this come together, to see all these organizations come together. It's really important. We're very, very proud to be a part of this from the AGB Young Professionals, and it's really great to work with all of these very, very talented individuals that are participating from the more than 30 organizations that are putting this together. So it's very impressive, and I encourage everyone to attend and to submit proposals.
Thank you. Thank you so much, David, for shedding light. Deeper light onto the conference, the meeting of the conference, the proposal process. Again, dear listeners, uniteaio.org is the website to register and to submit a proposal. Proposals will be accepted through May 22nd. That's Saturday, May 22nd. The conference date, of course, is June 5th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you again, David Ojakian, for joining us. And dear listeners, we hope you stay healthy and strong, and look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks on the Armenian Assembly of America Radio Hour. Manatsik Barov.